Welcome, everybody. Also, a big, big welcome to our contingency, or contingent, what's the proper word, from Heston Baptist, Mike, Kim, and Andy. I'm sure Mike will carry on just now. Perhaps two notices very quickly. Friday evening will be ladies' evening. Upstairs, the theme is honey, I believe. Yeah, so all things honey, food. I think we've got a beekeeper visiting as well. So 7:30 upstairs. And perhaps what else? If anybody's interested in a very sweet little teddy that Gladys has knitted, go and visit her and negotiate. And then over to Mike. Welcome.
Hi there. Hi there. Let's try that again. Hi there. Good to be with you. My name is Mike, as you've heard, and I got my supporting act, which is Andy, who's over there, but he'll soon be over there, and Kim, who's in the right place already. So, great. Who has got a favourite song? I trust you listen to music. Who listens to music? Let's ask who listens to music sometimes. Okay. Right, who's got a favourite song they like at the moment? Yeah. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Okay. You got a favourite song? Yeah. Sorry? Happy by Pharrell Williams. Who knows Happy by Pharrell Williams? Yeah. You like that one? Good. Anybody else got a favourite song?
Wiggle Wiggle Song.
Oh, Wiggle Wiggle Song. I've heard about the Wiggle Wiggle Song. I've never done it. Yeah. Sorry?
Salute.
Who knows Salute? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, niche singing there. Yeah, okay. Do any of you older folks over this side? We seem to have got the young and the old over here. I don't know why that is. Do you have a favourite song? You don't get songs in classical music. Do you like opera? No, you don't like opera. Okay. You like Beethoven. Right. Okay. Kim, do you have a favourite song? You love the If I Was a Butterfly. Do you know the If I Was a Butterfly song? Right, okay. Whoops. Now, the Bible's full of songs. I don't know whether you know that. The Bible's got loads and loads of songs in it. And here's one. And it's not the songs that you said. No, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Stars or Butterflies. But it says this. I love you, Lord. You give me strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. He is the one who saves me. My God is my rock, and I go to him for safety. He's like a shield to me. He's the power that saves me. He's my place of safety. I call out to the Lord. He is worthy of praise. My God is my rock. And that's really going to be our theme this morning. It's going to be about God being our rock. My God, my rock. Do you know, sometimes after church, somebody, maybe someone from your family, says, what happened in church this morning? And you kind of go, I don't know. Or if you're very clever, you'll say, stuff. Well, I want to tell you something that you can say when people say, what happened in church this morning? You can say, it's all about God being a rock. Or if you like to put it this way, God rocks, okay? So instead of saying stuff or dunno, God rocks. God is a rock. My God, my rock. Now we've got a song to start with that we know in Heston Baptist, but I'm not sure whether you know, but we're going to teach it to you and hope that you enjoy singing it. It's called 10,000 Reasons, and it's all the reasons we've got to praise God. And one of those 10,000 reasons is that God rocks. My God is a rock. Okay, so Andy's going to lead us in the 10,000 Reasons song. I suggest you stand up and you have a go at it and join in. Do any of you know this already? What was this morning's church about? Who knows the answer? God being a rock. Okay, excellent. Right, now I've got some rock pictures that I want to arch. If you can start at the other end. That's it. Kim's got some rock pictures, some famous rocks. I wonder if you can tell me where they are. Stonehenge, right. You know what that's going to be? It's not a meteorite, no. Close. Sorry? Moon rock. You're right, man. Excellent. That is a piece of moon rock. Very special rock. Okay, I hope you liked our rock quiz. Thank you to Kim for showing you those pictures. We're going to have a prayer together. Let's pray, shall we? Now, I want to tell you some reasons why it says in the Bible God rocks. Some of the reasons why God is like a rock. And the first reason is that a rock is a sign of strength. Now, Kim's going to put these words up so that we can see them. The one thing you notice about a rock is rocks are incredibly strong. So where are you going to put it there? Excellent. So we can see the first reason why God is like a rock is because rocks are strong, big, and so is God. Now, I thought we'd have a kind of test of strength this morning. And I wondered whether the best way to test who is strong this morning is to do some arm wrestling. Ready, steady, go! Give them a round of applause. Do you know, the amazing thing is that God is stronger than any of us. And if God was to arm wrestle anybody, even our champions, God would win. And the amazing thing is God, our rock, wants to make us strong too. It's not just the fact that God is strong, he wants to make us strong. Now, Kim's going to read something out of the Bible. I think the words are going to come up on the screen, and it will talk to us about how we can be strong in God.
It might not be the same as on the screen. This is from the Youth Bible, and it's Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31. Surely you know, surely you have heard, the Lord is the God who lives forever, who created all the world. He does not become tired or need to rest, and no one can understand how great his wisdom is. He gives strength to those who are tired and more power to those who are weak. Even children become tired and need to rest, and young people trip and fall, but the people who trust the Lord will become strong again. They will rise up as an eagle in the sky. They will run and not need rest. And they will walk and not become tired. Amen.
Thank you, Kim. Now, Kim, you stay there. We're going to sing a song now. Do you know the song, My God is So Big, So Strong and So Mighty? I think it's time we talked about God rocking in a different way. We talked about rocks being strong. Now, my next word for you is awesome. Who knows what the word awesome means? When something is awesome, what do you think it means? Sorry? Big? Wow. Yeah? Sorry? Cool. Yes, mega cool, in fact. Yes, okay. It's actually quite a hard word to think of. Now, I've got some rocks here that I think are awesome. Question, what's our service about this morning? God being a rock. Brilliant. God rocks. Now we've had God is strong. Now we've had like a rock. We've had God is awesome, like those incredible rocks. Now we've got the word foundation. And Kim's going to find somewhere to stick the word foundation. Oh, right up there, Kim. It's a good job you're tall. And Kim's now going to read to us from the Bible. And it's a story that you'll be familiar with. And it explains why a rock is a foundation.
So this reading is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 29. Everyone who hears my words and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. It rained hard, the floods came, and the winds blew and they hit that house, but it did not fall. Because it was built on rock. Everyone who hears my words and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. It rained hard, the floods came, the winds blew and hit that house, and it fell with a big crash. When Jesus finished saying these things, the people were amazed at his teaching, because he did not teach like their teachers of the law. He taught like a person who had authority.
Thank you, Kim. Right, we now get to our tower building competition. Now, I've got two teams here, and both teams are going to have exactly the same amount of Duplo. So one team are going to work on one table, one team are going to work on another table. And you're going to have a couple of minutes, and the aim is to build a tower as tall as you can. It's the height that will be the winner. Now, I need some volunteers. Who wants to be... Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, stop. Stop, stop. Who do you think is the winner? Which one is the winner? That one over there. Right, a round of applause to these people.
Can we break it?
Yeah, you can break it up. Now, why was yours so difficult?
Because
you had a pillow, yeah. Anybody know what the Lego competition's got to do with the story that we just read? The rock's the tray, the pillow's the sand. And it's really difficult to build on sand. And Jesus actually perhaps knew about somebody who tried to build a house on sand, and it was all right, but it was incredibly wobbly, like my pillow here. Actually, I'll tell you a secret. I put two pillows together to make it even more wobbly for you. And Jesus was saying that we need to build our lives not on a pillow, not on sand, but on him. And he's a really good foundation. He makes us secure. He makes us... he's somebody we can rely on. I wanted to ask you, or tell you this little story. Just supposing you'd gone on holiday with your bikes, okay? And you'd been on the beach, and you were cycling up and down on the sand. It was fantastic. Mum and Dad were gone in the water for a swim. You wanted to go for a swim as well. You wanted to make sure your bikes were safe. The rocks by the shore had some big iron hoops in them. And you've got a padlock to go with your bike. But to get to the iron hoops and the rocks, you had to stumble over some stones, and stones on bare feet is very uncomfortable. Or you could put your padlock through the chair that Mum was sitting on, the little chair that they brought with them. What would you do? Where would you put your padlock? Would you put it on the chair, or would you climb over the stones and put it on the rock? On the rock. Who would padlock their bike to a deck chair? Silly, isn't it? You'd risk the deck chair. Well, these guys think their bikes are so precious that they'd clamber over the stones, even though they hurt, because they know that the rock is a safe place. And you know, when we say God is our rock, God is the one who makes us secure. When we're attached to God, we're okay. Because God is strong, he's awesome, and he's a fantastic foundation. You ready for another word? Got one more word. Kim's going to give us the next word then. Except I've moved it, have I? Oh, no.
Oh, these words, sorry.
Those words, yes. Yeah. Right. The word eternal. Now, eternal's a hard word because it means something is always there and never stops. Right. I want you to picture in your mind, just imagine for a minute, a huge, great big rock. And I want you to imagine a bird that flies to that rock and pecks it. And one tiny grain of sand falls from the rock onto the floor. And I want you to imagine the bird going back in 10 years' time and having another peck. And in 10 years' time, the bird's son or daughter goes and has a peck. And I want you to imagine 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, 200 years, 1,000 years. And that rock It's not really changed, is it? A couple of grains of sand might have gone, but it's still there. It's so big. It's so strong. It's so huge that it's always there. And that's a bit like God. God is always there. That's why we say he's our rock. He doesn't move. He doesn't change. He doesn't go. He's our rock because he's always there. Let me tell you about four boys who joined, they're in junior school, and they joined a group, kind of gang. And they said, to make ourselves different from everybody else, this is what we're going to do, guys. We're all going to have our hair cut really short. And that will show that we belong to the gang. We're going to be the boys. And if you don't get your hair cut short, then you're not in our group. Imagine that. Well, the boys went home to their mum and said, Mum, we want our hair cut really short. And one mum said yes. Another mum said yes. Another mum said yes. And another mum said, no. You're not having your hair cut short. Not at all, young man. And so when they went to school the next week, three in the gang had their hair cut short. And one in the gang still had long hair. What do you think the three did to the one who'd still got long hair? Any idea? Sorry? Bullied him? Yes. Actually, they just ignored him. They said, go away. You're not talking to us. You're not playing with us. We don't have anything to do with you. You're not part of us. We're not friends with you. Go away. And the one who'd got the long hair felt really sad, really sad. Until one of the guys in the gang with the short hair thought, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to leave my mate out there like that. And he went and chatted with him and made sure that he had a friend, someone to play with, someone to talk to, somebody who was going to be with him. And the two of them became really good friends because the guy with the short hair, who was part of the gang, thought, no, it's really important to be with my friend. His name was Peter. And you know, there's a Peter in the Bible, and Jesus gives this Peter a name, and Jesus calls him Rocky, because his name was originally not Peter at all, it was Simon. And Jesus said, you're Rocky, you're a rock, and you're going to be somebody who's always going to be there for me, and you're going to build my church, and you're going to do stuff for me, and you're going to be part of this new kingdom that I'm building. And a rock is somebody who's always there. And God wants us to be rock people. People who are going to be always there. So what was church about this morning? God being a rock. Okay. And we've said, what are the words we've used to talk about God as a rock? The four words we've used. Anyone tell me them? Right. Strong, awesome, foundation, and eternal. Now, there's one more word that I've got for you this morning about God being a rock. And you're going to make up this word. And what you've got to do is to take the first letters of those words and make another word. Take the first letters of those four words and you'll find another word. Yes. Safe. Well done. And Kim's going to put the safe word up. Because with God, when God is our rock, then you and I are really safe. I'm going to read to you about another one of these songs in the Bible. David wrote this, and this was his song. He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. He is the one who saves me. My God is my rock. I go to him for safety. He's like a shield to me. He's the power that saves me. He's my savior. I go to him for help. He saves me from those who want to hurt me. I call out to the Lord. He is worthy of praise. My God is my rock. He is the one who makes me safe. Now then, I wanted just to show you a few more pictures. Last rock pictures. And I wonder whether if we show you the first one, you'll know where these rocks are. And I wonder how many of you might have been there. If anybody might have been there. Anybody know where we're going now with these rocks? Yes, Cheddar Gorge. Well done, that man over there. Brilliant. Anybody been to Cheddar Gorge? Okay, right. Some of this you may know, some of this you may not. Next slide, please. Shows you, what's that? A cave part of Cheddar Gorge. Yes, the next picture shows you some of the people inside the cave. And the last picture shows you the water. May not have been there because that's a harder place to get to. Do you know, caves are places where you can go to be safe. Long time ago, people used to live in caves because that's where they were safe. They could put something up against the entrance and nobody could get to them. Wild animals couldn't get in. They were safe. Lots of people who've been walking and it started raining, and if there was a cave you can dive in, you dive in the cave and you're safe from the rain and the thunder and everything like that. And people were hiding from enemies. They hid in caves because caves made them feel safe. And that's another reason why God is our rock, because he makes us safe. So we had the four reasons, and now the extra one that you've made by working out those letters. Our God makes us feel safe. So I want to read to you one verse out of the Bible, and then we're going to pray another prayer. And this verse out of the Bible says this. It says, "To you I call, O Lord my rock, do not turn a deaf ear to me." Let's pray together. Lord God, we call to you because you're our rock and you make us feel safe. And we want to pray this morning for people who don't feel safe. We want to pray for people who are worried, people we know who are not well, people who are struggling with problems of one sort or another, people who might be in hospital, people in our families. I want to pray for people in the world who are not safe because they're in a place where there's war and they're having to leave their own homes. And it's all kinds of people who don't have enough food to eat and don't have a place to live in. People who are not safe. We pray for them. And we pray, Lord God, that you'll help them to be safe. And we ask that you will keep us safe. And we pray that you might be like the cave we go into to hide and to be safe. God, be our rock and be their rock, we pray. Amen. And that promise is that our God is a rock. Let's pray together. Oh God, our rock, be with us in the rest of this week, we pray. Be with us when we go home today. Be with us in all the things that we do. Be with those people we love, wherever they are. And be our rock and our salvation. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.